Pnimius and the Daf Yomi Gemara Brachos Daf Chaf Gimel. The Gemara is in the midst of a discussion about somebody who's wearing tefillin and he needs to go to the bathroom. So the Gemara, the Mishnah taught us that you know you have to for tefillah you have to keep a certain distance from tzoa, from excrement, from bathroom. And the Gemara continues discussing all the halachas about you know what should someone do if they need to go to the bathroom when they're davening. And one of the suggestions the Gemara gives is that you should take off your tefillin and then like right outside of the bathroom, maybe, you know, you would put it into some, you know, hole in the wall, some, like, you know, shelf that's there right outside of the bathroom, and then go into the bathroom. And the Gemara tells an interesting story, and it says why we don't do that anymore. And the Gemara says, Maisa b'talmud echad, there was a story that happened with a certain Talmud, Shehaniach tfilav bachurin hasmuchin l'rishas rabin, that he put his tefillin in the cracks, in the holes that are facing the rishas rabin, right? Every wall from an inside to an outside, one wall is facing inside, one wall is facing outside. So he put it on the outer wall, and he put it in a hole there. But what happened? A weird story happened. Uva'as zona achas, a certain zona, a certain harlot came by, unatlasan, and she took it. Uva'as l'beis medrash, and then she went to the beis medrash, v'amran, she said, ra'u ma nasanli ploni bischari, look what so-and-so paid me, you know, how much is this worth? So-and-so paid me this. And that guy, who all he did was go to the bathroom and leave his tefillin outside, and then they were stolen by her, he was so embarrassed. Kevin sheshama oso talmud kach, when this talmud heard this, ala l'rosh ha'gag, he went up to the roof, v'nafal v'nis, and he jumped off, right? If it says he fell off, right, presumably he took his own life. It was that distressful. At that time, at that point, they instituted a new takana that someone, what should they do? A person should take off their tefillin and he should hold it wrapped up in his garment, you know, and in his hand, and then he should go into the bathroom. It's not worth it, a valuable item like tefillin, to be leaving them out because of, you know, a story like this could happen. And the question is obvious, and the question is asked by a number of people, that when do we find that you make a takana for an individual? So it's true that by a case of Mabarat Moladas, by a case here where a guy was drawn to suicide, you know, we're going to be much more machmir on Pikuach Nefesh, and Pikuach Nefesh, we know, is a very severe thing when someone's life is at stake, you know, we're Doch HaShabbos. But there has to be a line between, like, if it happened once, now we're going to change the halacha, between something that's like a miut. And the poskim deal a little bit with, you know, even though we pass him by Pekuach Nefesh Afilu in a miut, there's something called a miut Sheba miut, that if it happened to one guy, it doesn't mean it's frequent, right? If one guy committed suicide for this reason, it doesn't mean that now we have to, you know, create a whole new system in society to prevent this suicidal tendency and ideation that might be happening in this situation. So there's perhaps we can understand this entire Gemara just on a Pnimius level, that there's something else going on. That what's it talking about when someone leaves their tefillin or shusarabim? The concept of tefillin and the kavanas of tefillin are it's what's called a mochin. It's a mochin the godless. It's a higher consciousness. It's a right, and even that's reflected in the halacha that you're not supposed to be masiach das. The Gemara gets into this right about being masiach das from tefillin. That you're not supposed to, your mind is not supposed to waver from what is, you know, from what the tefillin represents and from how the tefillin are being mekasher you to the Ribono Shel Olam. And in Rav Pinchas Karach's lashon, that you're kind of davening through the tefillin, that you're using it kind of like a channel pointing upwards, that you need to have a real shmir samachshava. And that's the concept, that you need to be shomer. You need to be shomer your tefillin. You can't just, you know, take them and be very haphazard. You have to be very careful with them, you have to treat them with respect, and you have to be very careful. So what does it mean? This guy left his tefillin out in Rosh Hashanah. Actually, you can say, what does it mean when someone left something out in Rosh Hashanah? That in his tefillin, he was machshiv, he was thinking out, he was thinking about Rosh Hashanah, he was thinking about mundane affairs. Not the worst thing in the world, Rosh Hashanah. We all have to engage in Rosh Hashanah. That's how we get from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, is by going in the street, by walking on outside. And he started thinking about what else it is. He started thinking about whatever it is after shul, right? So when this guy went to the Pesach Kisa, he had to go to the bathroom. That's a reason to take off your tefillin. But there's a way to do it. You could do it with a shmira, or you could say, okay, I'm going out to the bathroom, and already as he's taking off his tefillin, he's not thinking about, you know, he's not thinking like, oh, I have to take off my tefillin, I have to be careful. He's like, okay, I'm taking my tefillin, I'm going to the bathroom. And he didn't understand the significance of Shmir Samachshava. So what happened? Ba'a zona achas, a certain zona came, right? That represents, right, Machshava Zaros, and, right, thoughts like, you know, that could act like a harlot, you know, coming to entice you and distract you and seduce you. And these thoughts came and they overcome someone who doesn't take off his tefillin the right way. Someone who needs to remove his tefillin has to do it the right way. And nowadays, especially La Halacha, where many, many poskim hold, the vast majority of poskim hold that we don't wear our tefillin all day. So if we're not wearing our tefillin all day, right, really, they used to wear it all day. We take it off all day because we can't keep das. So it's true, we have to take it off. We have to, you know, we have to go to the bathroom, we have to engage in mundane affairs. But there's a way to take off your tefillin. There's a way to take off your tefillin and say, oh, I'm going to take it off and have das that I'm not going to be, you know, that even though I'm taking off my tefillin, there's still a shmirah on that tefillin. There's still a shmirah machshava. There's still a, you know, keeping of that concept of God consciousness, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, that I'm connected to Him, that I'm directly channeled in and tapped in. Right? According to some, it's brought down that when someone takes off their tefillin and puts on their yarmulke or their hat or their shtremel or whatever, that that's in place of their tefillin. That it's kind of like, you know, it's the hemshich, and that's when Shabbos, by the Chassidim and by many non-Chassidim also, are machmed to have, you know, an extra or a different type of, you know, head covering to kind of represent that it's true on Shabbos, I don't need the osef tefillin, but I have a hat. I have something additional that reminds me that there is that connection, there is that kesher between me and the Rebbe Shalom, even without tefillin, and kind of something to symbolize it. So you switch from your weekday hat to your Shabbos hat. Switch from your weekday hat to your shtremel. Switch from your regular yarmulke to your Shabbos yarmulke, whatever it is. Right? Maybe even your regular, you know, talis and your Shabbos talis has like a nice atara. Something, you know, that makes that distinction and to view that as a God consciousness. So the Zona come and took his tefillin and then announced to the whole world, said, oh, look, so-and-so peed me with this. Meaning these bad thoughts came and said, I'm shaykh to this guy. This guy's not a guy who wears tefillin. He's a guy who, you know, uses his tefillin even for me, even for mundane things, even for bad things. He uses his machshavos not just for the good. So what happened to this guy? He went up al Rosh Hagag v'nafal v'meis. Right? Maybe that means what? That he nafal v'meis, that a person went up to, he went on his high madriga and he had a nefila. Right? Even what we call suicide, ma'abid atzma ladas, right, is reference to, right, so there it means, right, that a person's, you know, consciously and collectively destroying himself, but maybe it could also mean just the concept of a person's lowering his das, he has a nefila on his madriga, he was on a certain high level, and now he's falling, and, you know, he feels that chisaron, and he's, you know, he was on a certain place, and now he no longer has that kind of shmirah, and he no longer has that kind of kedusha. So that's what it means. He was nofel. He had a true nefila. So that once they saw that, if we don't institute that, people have to be so careful with their tefillin, then they're going to have a nefila when they're not wearing tefillin. Meaning the amount of chashivas that you give something when it's intact will reflect how much chashivas you give it when it's not. Meaning someone could be the nicest and most respectful person to their parents, let's say, or to their Rebbe. But if when their parents leave the room, or their Rebbe leaves the room, and they're not respectful to him, then that's just mora, that's just teaching and pointing out and identifying that their entire kavod that they give to their parent, to their Rebbe, to their, you know, that respect is not a genuine respect. A genuine respect is even when you're not in front of them, even when you're not engaged in it. So a real shmiras machshava for tefillin is that even when you're not tefillin, you have a tefillin consciousness. And that's the story of this guy, that he took off his tefillin to go to the bathroom for a very good reason. You can't wear tefillin in the bathroom. But he left it out on Rosh Hashanah. He didn't have a good enough kavana, and the zona came and caused him to have a real nefila, that he went on Rosh Hagag and he fell down, v'meis, and he, you know, had a real nefila. And it's a powerful message and a powerful takeaway that, you know, Chazal saw something like this and they said, oh, you know, someone could have a madriga. Someone doesn't have a proper shmira on their tefillin. There's enough room to make a takana to what might seem b'dieved, to wrap up your tefillin in your beged and come into the bathroom. There's enough room for that because to prevent someone from not having the correct appropriateness and the correct shmira that a tefillin requires.